Welcome to That Broker Girl. I am That Broker Girl. My name's Sandy Lynn Burnett. I am a realtor licensed with eXp Realty. And I'm supposed to start reading this disclaimer now that I totally don't have pulled up. So what I am going to say is my opinions are my own and not of anybody else's. I have a special guest with me today. A lot of times I have professional, other agents with me or just different types of people. Sometimes I bring my hubs on, but actually who I have is another fellow Marine. Right. I've got Terry Showers in the house. Thanks. Hi, Terry. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you for having me.
Staff Sergeant Showers. Staff Sergeant, right?
Yep.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah, he's going to be gunning. Damn it. One of these days. You got selected, right?
Yeah, I'm selected.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. I wanted to do a special episode about, I talk a lot of times about being authentically yourself. But how does that translate into profit? How does that translate into you actually making money? And here's the thing. Like, if you do what you're passionate about and you just like, if you just like fucking nail it, like you be yourself 100%, there are going to be people that respect that. You don't have to knock on 100 doors a day. You don't have to call, 100 fucking FSBOs out there and beg for them to like you. Like, you can actually create your own network and influence people around you to where they will be loyal to you. You don't have to worry about them like listing with somebody else or, calling, being guilted into going with somebody else with, respect to business, your line of work, if you're not a real estate agent. I just happen to be one. And this is solely like, not solely, but it's like primarily we got agents listening. And a lot of you agents aren't veterans. So you're going to have to pick your own thing. My thing happens to be, look, I was a Marine and I didn't even really like do this on purpose, but I will tell you, I guess, how to kind of dominate your own niche. Now, a niche does not take business away from you. For a long time, I was afraid to have a niche because I wanted luxury listings. Like, I want $1 million house. I want to make like 30 grand on a $1 million listing. And then I want to have like 4 of those a year and just like live a happy life. Well, why would somebody with a $1 million home want to list with me? Like, what makes me like blend in with that crowd? So then I started telling Wes, like, oh, we need to start hanging out at, like, these types of places.
Because
I want to, yes, I want to, like, rub elbows with these kinds of people. And Wes was fucking miserable. He was just like, these are not my people. I don't want to deal with this. Like, then it comes to, like, oh, well, do I want to be married to somebody that doesn't want me to succeed? It's like, yeah, I love my husband. Like, let's figure this out, right? Well, in the meantime, Wes and I, we're both Marines and we, like every Marine, loves the Marine Corps birthday. It is honestly one of the best days of the year. I hold it. Do you hold it in higher regard than your own birthday?
Because I do. Absolutely. I actually had to ask my wife, Sarah, yesterday.
I'm shout
like,
out to Sarah.
Oh, like my birthday is on Saturday.
Yeah. You're like, who cares? It's not my real birthday. Real birthday is on November 10th.
Yep. And but there's 134 days to the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
It may be off a little bit.
We look pretty fucking good for being born in 1775. And so we're, it is the one chance for us devil dogs to get together and to just like break shit in a bar and like, no, it's like, this is just like what we do. But like, we don't really, like, we're pretty respectful and everything, but man, do we look forward to that day. And so when I was, a struggling single mom, kind of poor in my 20s, I remember like getting together with some of the people that had like recruited me, like just a select few people in the Quad Cities where I live. And it was great. Like, this one dude, he like put like however many $100 on the tab at Hooters, and we all like ate wings and had beers, and it was like one of the best fucking nights ever, where I wasn't worried about money for one night of the, I mean, I was doing my laundry in my kitchen sink at my apartment because I couldn't like afford to do laundry. So I've been there, by the way, you guys. That said, so then I became a realtor. Now I'm a, you know, a dual income family. Now we kind of have a little bit extra and we're like, well, what do we do? Let's have a fucking birthday party. So the first one that we had, nobody showed up to.
What year did you guys do your first?
The first bash? One was in 2016.
Okay.
At Hooters. I wanted to do it at Hooters because that's what I did when I was in my 20s. Like, it was fun, you know? And I was like, yeah, like, we tried to get, like, all of our friends and everything to show up. And, like, 20 people showed up. And most of them were, like, when I worked on the Arsenal, like, some army vets just trying to, like, be supportive. And so I was just, like, it was really pathetic because one of them even said, wow, we've been to Marine Corps birthday parties before.
Just done a
we thought it would be, like, great.
We're working on it, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then we found out that there was this other group of dudes that, like, go out. And I was like, how do we get in touch with them? I don't know. So the next year, Wes and I were sitting, ironically, at Hooters again. But before the Marine Corps birthday, and we're like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's get the word out there. Let's actually plan this shit ahead of time. You know, and by the way, have I mentioned real estate once? No, it has nothing to do with that. It was just like, let's get in front of these other people and like throw a big birthday party.
The fire's been lit.
Yes. Do it again. There we go.
I've been wondering that the whole time, by the way.
I have never noticed it sitting there because I don't have the mind of a child. Do I need to get you some fucking crayons to eat?
Go for a snack.
That was one of our party favors at our last birthday party. We put crayons and freaking like paper across coloring paper like of like Marine Corps figures and stuff. It was awesome. Anyway, so the party that we ended up having the next year was at Vans downtown Davenport. RIP Vans downtown Davenport.
Yeah.
RIP. So anyway, that was the first party. That was you know, one of the owners is also a former Marine, and he's like, "You gotta have it here." And we're like, "Okay, this is awesome." We had two bands. Here's another thing. Like, if you're going to do it and you actually want to be in front of it, do it right. We hired two bands. Like, Troy helped us out and got us two kegs at cost. We had, like, decorations. And I hired a professional photographer. This is a biggie, you guys. If you're going to have an event for anything, like, it is so special. Hire a professional photographer. They'll take candid shots. Everybody will be retweeting them, you know, re-Instagramming them, and your name is all over them. Like, they're just happy you did this. So whatever you, like, do, I recommend doing events, bringing people together. But this is what we were doing. And I was just like, oh, this was fun, and it happened. Like, people were walking up to me saying it was, like, one of the funnest nights of their life. It was certainly one of the funnest nights of the year. And then the next year, Wes and I were so delayed in planning it that people were literally like, oh, I think we're just going to go to this place instead. And we're like, well, we like threw it together and it was actually awesome again.
Yes,
we had
it
at a different place. But we decided, I'm like, we're going to be like the USMC B-Day Bash people. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to make it a thing. And so we committed to it. And now people expect that from us, but it's, like, a good expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, like, what you think of it. Like, just from being a complete outsider, like, nothing to do with real estate or whatever. But, like, I want to know just your perspective on that whole event. Like, what do you think?
Well, we all have our niche, our way to let loose. Just things that make you truly happy. That the first year that I went. I think it was 2017.
That was our 2017
down at Vans. I had recently just gotten out of active duty, and didn't really know a whole lot of Marines around the area besides like the guys, like the friends I went to high school with that joined the Marine Corps too, which most of them aren't even back here anymore, and like my recruiter, all that stuff. But going out there, it definitely helped raise me up, put me in a very, very happy mood for, well, not the next day. That was a little rough. But but that nostalgia and having that camaraderie again, it definitely helped. And I absolutely loved it. And I look forward to it very, very much so every single year.
Exactly. And what I started to learn the following years is that, so Wes and I shouldered the entire, like, financial burden the first year and then year and a half. But then we started actually, you know, in the real estate business, we have vendors and stuff that kind of, like, want to do business with you, want to make you happy, basically. So I started just asking what they think. Like, is this a fucking, like, actual legit charity? Hell no. Like, you're literally buying veterans beers. And, like... You're literally just being like, have a good time on me, you know? And that's why Wes and I did it the way we did it, because that's, you know, how should we give back in a, I guess, constructive capacity? But at any rate, this is what we chose to do, and we love doing it. But what is interesting that started happening is all I did was just, like, mingle with people, and I just made sure they knew, like, what I did for work. And I started, actually, people would reach out to me, like, hey, I need to sell my home. Hey, I need to buy my home. Well, guess what? One deal a year, like, pays for that party. And so when I started looking at it that way, it's, like, not something at all that I'm looking to get rich off of. But what I realized was I was entering into a completely different network of people that basically love me, you know, because of this. But, like, even, like, you and I, when we would just kind of chat, you'd ask about, like, you'd post about something, and I'm like, oh, hey, like, you know, message me, like, I can probably, like, put you in touch with the right people. Fucking roofers and just different things, you know, like, that's a way that, you know, we've talked about this in previous episodes. If you see somebody, like, asking something and it doesn't necessarily relate to real estate, but you, if you're doing your job right, you've made contacts with people that you can be of value to these other people, and then you just randomly top of mind if they ever, like, you're gonna have, like, three friends that move in the next few months, and you just might think of me and be like, oh my god, you have to use Sandy, and make them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But here's the thing. So what ended up happening is Wes and I became kind of like, just like, we were thought of. So, like, when we in the pregame, if you listen to the Facebook Live of this and not just the podcast episode, go to That Broker Girl on Facebook and check out our pregame, because what ended up happening is Terry, whom, like, we're really good friends one day of the year, but we don't really keep in touch beyond that. You know, you thought of us when you were putting together a charity event, you know, an event for a charity, and you thought of us, and we were, like, totally excited to help out. But it's just naturally happening without being super cringy and nails on a chalkboard horrible.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Smooth process so far. So I think maybe you guys are just, like, I don't know. Kind of get a little skeptical. You guys are a little too, like, willing to help out and everything. I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, there's usually beer involved when we're helping out.
That's
so,
probably,
like,
what it is.
You don't have to twist my arm too hard. But, so, I want to pick your brain again. I want to know. And by the way, as you can tell, like, I didn't prep him ahead of time on this because I'm just asking him whatever comes to my mind.
Way to put me on the spot.
It's what made you think of us when you were putting your event together?
Well, number one, I see Wes all the time at work. I'm like, man, like, first time I saw Wes while I was at work, he was giving a bunch of people a tour. Like, you'd imagine this like clean cut guy giving like all these generals and stuff a tour, and you see this dude in there with tattoos and Jack and a beard. I'm like, bet that dude's a Marine.
I want to be friends with that guy.
No, but just the way that I could see, like, there's, you can tell a lot of times when someone's fake and when someone's just truly passionate about something. The way I saw the way that you guys interacted, the effort and the time that went on in the backstory with getting everything together for the birthday bash period, I saw a lot of true passion for that. And I honestly, I respect the hell out of that. Absolutely love it. And that doesn't come by, you don't get that a whole lot these days.
That's a good point. And
when you see someone that has passion like that, you know, there's hope. There's hope out there that you can do something bigger, that maybe, in my mind, I'm like, maybe they can help me do something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. You guys are awesome.
I'm not crying. You're crying. No, that's really awesome because, I mean, it's true. It's something that we're very passionate about, like bringing, you know, veterans, like all veterans are welcome to the USMC birthday bash, but obviously it's the Marine Corps birthday. And so the fact that the word did end up spreading like wildfire, like the last one, the most recent one we had in 2019, people like were fucking lined up outside the door and they all came in, like nobody gave me shit. Like the first party, when they came through the door, I just wanted them to sign in so I could give them a wristband so we knew, like, who got free drinks because we didn't shut the whole place down. And they're like, well, what do you, you know, this and that, and giving me hell. But now it's like, oh, that's Sandy. Like, anything she says, you know, like,
don't it's piss her party. Off, understand?
And so it's just, it's awesome that, you know, it, truly, if you build it, they will come. So my whole point is you have to find your passion, and it, yes, it can work within the boundaries of real estate. Like that can, that's the beautiful part about real estate is, you know, be really good at real estate. Don't fuck it up. Don't suck at it, because when these people come to you, like, you better give them really good service. So my niche turned into basically, you know, helping veterans buy and sell real estate. Like, they know how I am. Like, what you're getting on the podcast and on the show, like, is truly exactly me. I mean, I won't, like, drink when I'm showing you houses, but maybe after we got our accepted offer or whatever. And maybe when I come to list your house, if you offer, I guess I'll have a beer. But not Bush Light. Fuck that.
Bush Latte.
Excuse me. Okay.
Where's my pinky here?
Yes. So what ended up happening is just purely, like, I won't say it was completely selfless, because Wes and I wanted to have a really good time on the Marine Corps birthday. And we're like, we want everybody to have an awesome time. I think it's bullshit that, like, where did the Marine Corps birthday go when we got out? Like, we just saw a gap. We saw a gap and we wanted to fill it. And, but what's cool is now we did kind of become these people. Like, we were truly honored when you reached out and were like, okay, I'm planning this thing. What do I do? Like, I'm not trying to waste your time. And I'm like, oh no, sign us up. Like, anything we can do. 'Cause that is, we truly do want to help out and be the go-to for that. And the charity, by the way, that we're talking about is Irreverent Warriors. And if you're in the Quad Cities, it's Irreverent Warriors QC for the Facebook page, right? Mm-hmm.
Quad Cities, Irreverent Warriors. And there's Irreverent Warriors of Iowa. There's a bunch of different pages.
Oh, okay. Well, Irreverent Warriors is the main thing that you need to remember. And honestly, there probably is one in your town, too. If you support it, let them know where you heard about it, maybe. So I don't know. I mean, really, like, I guess the point that I want to make is when you become, you know, truly yourself and you find out where your passion is in giving back, I guess, to others, like, business will come to you no matter what line of work you're in. People will think of you. And they will be loyal to you. And then you don't have to pay $1,200 a month for shitty Zillow leads that are pissed that you're calling them because they didn't even know Zillow was taking their information. And I didn't mean to get that specific, but y'all know how I feel about Zillow.
The leads are weak.
Yes. Like, I mean, really, like, how would you feel? Like, you, all you did was, like, click on a house and it's like, hey, I'm, you know, like, five different realtors up your ass and everything. Like, I don't want to be one of those. I want to be like, you think of me. So, I don't know. Do you have anything else to add? This episode was, like, pretty much a Sandy soapbox. I didn't realize it would be like that, but was it? How about you, Jay?
No, I just said, I've never heard so many plugs for Hooters. I was like, wow, did Hooters become a sponsor of the show all of a sudden?
I mean, they probably should by now. They can pay me in wings and beer.
I was like, wow, no one's talked about Hooters
that much. But, like, what the hell? Hooters, of all places, was where, like, I envisioned this thing happening, and it ends up, like, we don't go to Hooters, like, for that purpose anymore. Just, like, and actually, Ava, like, grew up calling it Scooters, so that's all we call it now. I probably should
have. I like that, too.
I probably should have kept it to that, but yeah. Yeah. Hooters, yeah. You can sponsor that broker girl. I'll even wear a shirt, but not those pantyhose.
No, I like you said, the follow-up, August 22nd is going to be it, but you'll be back on in a month to follow up on it, and it's important. And I want to extend the same thing, Terry, to you to come on our show, to our ESPN radio show, to talk about this that's going on and everything else. And T-Roy, a former Marine and everything else. So obviously I'd like you to come on and invite people, our listeners out here in the Quad City area, to come on as well.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing that, Jay. Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
That'll be great.
Yeah, and then we can go to Hooters afterwards. Scooters.
Maybe we can get free lunch.
So basically, I mean, I guess to sum it up, you know, I titled the podcast, like, Get Rich Doing This, and it's true. Like, I have no doubt that one day, I mean, of course I still need to chase business, but my goal is to not freaking chase business. The goal is that so many people are just, like, passionate about, oh my God, you have to use her. Like, she will just do a bang-up job. That's obviously my end goal. But these are the steps that I've taken to do that. And what's interesting, like at the last Marine Corps birthday bash, there was another agent actually there, and he had traveled from Des Moines. And he was like, this is amazing. He was like, holy shit, you're a genius and everything. Because I make everybody sign in. So I do, I mean, I do get everybody's information, but, like, nobody's ever gotten any bullshit from me all pissed off. But I do have their information. I know I can market to them if I ever need to. Small price to pay for drinking free pretty much the whole night. People will do it. They don't freak out about it. And then they get some awesome pictures. They're having a great time. Just find out what you're passionate about. Bring people together, either virtually or in person. Bring them together in a Facebook group, whatever. Like, but once you find your purpose and how you all connect, I mean, you'll just go so far in business. So I do want to give a shout out to Landon Ross, my sponsor of That Broker Girl. Yesterday, I believe, was the last day that you could get $100. Do you have Metrona?
Yes, I do.
See?
I just got it on Thursday.
That is awesome. How are you liking it?
I like it so far.
Good. Well, Landon Ross, he sells Metronet. So if, I mean, we signed up for Metronet, and I'm jealous because we don't have it yet. Hasn't come to our neighborhood
yet.
You
very well should be jealous, too.
Well, I am. But Jay has it. So I'm the odd girl out, apparently. But Metronet is, you know, fiber optic internet and TV, I learned through Jay. Oh, my God. But Landon Ross is the guy to call if you want a free month when you sign up. Also, if you're already signed up, tell him to give Landon a call, and you can also get a free month, and they get a free month. It's just like free months for everybody. Fucking Oprah Winfrey. So Landon at etcommunications.net is your Metronet guy, and he will pull up in an amazing, he's got, his license plate says "Got Fiber" on it. This man, he's so awesome. His number is 563-200-5544. That's Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N, you can hit him up on Facebook, or you can get a hold of me and I'll put you in touch with him. So, Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I think this was a great episode, and I can't wait to do that other one. I'm going to keep it a surprise, but we're talking about a really good episode next month when Terry joins us again. So that'll wrap it up for us at That Broker Girl, but thanks for tuning in, and until next time. I've got the brains.